Most of the victims of Sunday morning's shooting were young. Akira Murray was the youngest. She was only 18. Today we spent some time with her family. Her mother, Natalie Murray.
My daughter just graduated high school last Monday, and she was headed to college on a full scholarship ride.
Her cousin, Tierra Parker, who was at Pulse with her during the shooting.
She came back for me, and I kind of wish she'd stayed outside.
Their description of the last few days is explicit and raw, probably not right for younger listeners. The weekend started out as a happy occasion. After Akira graduated from high school in Philadelphia, the whole family flew to Orlando to celebrate. Her mother says Akira wanted to study criminology at Mercyhurst University this fall.
She wanted to work with the FBI to help them, you know, I guess, figure what triggered these people to act the way that they act and the rage that they had in them.
The family rented a condo by the theme parks just off the Magic Kingdom highway exit. On Saturday night, Akira, Tierra, and their best friend Patience wanted to go out dancing. They did a lot of research to find the perfect club. They wanted a place that was fun and safe, where you didn't have to be 21.
She had Googled it. She checked the ratings of the club. She read people's comments of the club. We even called the club.
Pulse was the perfect choice. Akira sent her mother videos on Snapchat all night.
I mean, she was having a ball, and I could just, she was on the stage dancing. They were putting money in her pants. She was having a ball dancing with these guys, and they had the strippers and everything there, and she was loving it.
Then, Natalie got a text from her niece, Tierra.
She texted me, "Auntie, please come and get me, please. They're shooting."
The condo was 25 miles away from the club.
I must have turned that 35-minute ride into about 17 minutes, but by the time, I think it was 2:12, we got the phone call from her, and she called to tell us she had been shot.
It was Akira on the phone.
And at this point, she's frantic. She's screaming. She's crying. She's, "Mommy, please help me. I'm bleeding so bad. Please call the cops. Please help me. Mommy, please." And my husband's holding the phone, and we're using the phone for GPS. And we're trying. She called the cops, "Mommy, please." And we're like, "Baby, we got to hang up so we can do these things. Like, we can't do everything with the one phone." And I'm just like, if I'd have known that was the last time I was going to talk to her, I would have never got off the phone.
Akira's cousin, Tierra, has the perspective of what was happening inside the club as this unfolded. She says when the shooting started, Akira actually escaped. But when she realized she had left her friend and her cousin behind, she ran back in. They all hid in the bathroom, 15 or 20 people in a handicapped stall. Then the killer walked in.
When he came in, you could hear him loading a gun.
Tierra says the group talked about whether to try to rush him, but he opened the stall door and started shooting. Tierra was hit in the side, her cousin Akira in the arm. Their friend Patience took a bullet in each leg. That's when Akira called her mother, from inside that bathroom stall. And then they played dead.
I just remember laying down, and I don't know if y'all heard this term. It's called playing possum.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I had to do, and a pool of blood for hours and hours, you know, just watching other people die. And like, God, telling God, I'm like, please get us out of here. Like, you're too young for this. Like, we didn't expect in a million years to be in a situation like this. You see stuff like this in the movies, but not in person. Like, I never thought that I would have somebody's brain fragments in my fingernails, blood clots and stuff all over the place. Like, I never thought I would see something like that.
Laying there for hours, the three young women used a sort of Morse code.
Kind of like, you know, scratching and tapping and trying to make sure we were, like, pulling through and everything. And everybody's hands would go up. She would scratch me or something back. Her hand would go up, or maybe. And she'd be like, "I'm good, I'm good." And I'm like, "We good. We gonna get out of here. We good." In my mind, I was not worried about her going anywhere because she was only hitting her arm.
But Akira was bleeding steadily. And by the time the sun came up, she had stopped the Morse code.
You know, so I was tapping her like the back of her leg and her butt. And I just kept hitting her leg and hitting her leg. She wasn't tapping me back, so then I, like, grabbed her, like, real tight. Like, I just squeezed her at this point. These nails are sharp, so I know she felt that, because I just grabbed her real hard. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I felt her, like, try to clench my hand back.
Finally, police officers blew open the wall. The fragments of porcelain cut up Tierra's arm. Men in uniform dragged them out of the bathroom, put them in separate vehicles. Akira didn't have any pockets, so Tierra was carrying her ID. That meant when doctors and investigators started to identify the victims, they couldn't tell who Akira was. Her mother and father had been waiting outside of the club for hours without any information, and they kept waiting.
We sat out there from 2:32 a.m. until they let us in the hospital at 12 noon, 1 o'clock, knowing nothing. knowing nothing, whether she was dead, alive, safe, gone, still in the club. She sat in that club until 6 a.m., until they blew a hole in the wall and killed the assailant and got the kids out, but my daughter was already gone. She'd bled to death. She had took a bullet to her main artery in her arm. I'm thinking, when she said she was hitting her arm, oh God, it's just an arm shot. She can survive this. Never, ever for once thinking that it was her main artery and that it would take her out.
Kira's family didn't learn until midday Monday that their 18-year-old college-bound child was dead.
I haven't eaten since Saturday. I barely closed my eyes. Barely.
Akira's friend Patience is still in the hospital. After taking bullets in both legs, she's struggling to walk. Akira's cousin Tierra is recovering from a bullet wound to the side, and Akira's body is still at the morgue. The family is waiting to see her. So all they can do is sit in their vacation condo as they come to grips with what has happened. When we visited, Akira's 4-year-old sister, Ayana, was eating cereal.
How much does she understand?
A lot.
About a lot. What happened?
Everything.
More than
everything.
The average teenager, probably.
She's very intelligent.
How's she doing?
She has moments where she's by herself and she cries of missing her sister.
Yeah.
And I told her it's okay to cry in front of us. She doesn't have to hide.
Can you tell us your favorite thing about your sister?
Oh,
you miss Sissy? I know you do.
She whispers in her mother's ear, "I miss Sissy." When Tierra was released from the hospital, she asked to take the bloody clothes with her. She says she's going to hold on to them.
It's not to remember, but it's more so to know that that was a fight we put up with. And that's why I won't throw them out. My cousin laid on top of me for hours, and I laid on top of her for hours. That was a fight we put up with.
She says those clothes represent how we were as fighters.
That is our colleague Ari Shapiro reporting from Orlando.